With the possibility of a multi-sport complex still in play, a Bloomington Normal youth soccer organization tries to plan for its future.
We have a ticking clock, and we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good here.
That's Jeremy Kelly. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, August 12th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with youth soccer organizers in Bloomington Normal hoping a new multi-sport complex will solve their facility needs when they lose their current home. But as WGLT's Eric Stock reports, they aren't counting on it either.
Illinois Fire Juniors is in the quiet phase of a $3 million campaign to help fund rental fees for a multi-sports complex the town officials at Normal have said is back on the front burner. League Secretary Jeremy Kelly says if that complex doesn't materialize, they'll need to build their own facility.
We have a ticking clock, and we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good here. We might need to go and build our own facility if stuff is not coming together in that larger way.
That's something the league has been preparing for over a decade. The soccer league's lease at Community Fields in Bloomington expires at the end of next year. The Bloomington Normal Airport Authority has extended that lease three times, even as the Federal Aviation Administration has told Central Illinois Regional Airport it wants the land vacated for safety concerns. Kelly adds a sports complex that could provide indoor and outdoor fields would expand economic development by allowing for play at night and year-round, which will expand the potential to host more regional tournaments. He says Illinois Fire Juniors will take its campaign public once it knows for sure if the multi-sports complex will happen. For now, the league is asking its supporters to buy into a future that's still unclear.
It would probably be helpful if we were in a different situation where, you know, we had that sign out there that said future site of Illinois Fire Juniors and we had the site plan. We know that obviously we'd probably get some more donations out there, but there's still a dedicated fan base. There's still people that understand soccer in this community.
The league's director of coaching, Marin King, says last spring showed how much the soccer community would suffer without Community Fields. The fields were flooded for much of the spring, sending teams elsewhere to play at any park or open field they could find. Aside from the logistical headaches of relocating all over Bloomington Normal, King says few fields were big enough or level enough.
It's a safety thing, too. You know, you've got some families with five or six children participating, and particularly when you're working with younger children, when they have younger children, they don't want to leave them at one location to go and pick up another one, so having all the children at one location certainly helps.
King says a third of the games had to be canceled. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington City staff expects a vote tonight on the proposed highway name change of Mitsubishi Motorway to be a formality, even though it sparked debate in Normal last month. The city council will consider changing it to Rivian Motorway. Authorities are investigating a crash that shut down southbound Interstate 55 near Towanda for several hours last night. Four people were reportedly injured in the crash. And Illinois Agriculture Director John Sullivan is hoping farmers will soon be able to get more help from Congress. Weather and the trade war with China have both affected planting and possibly harvest. The USDA says agricultural exports to China fell by more than half since 2017. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas, comes your way at noon and 6 p.m. today. One of the longest-running theater productions in the U.S. has decided it'll be back for a 97th year in Bloomington. But it was a close call for managers of the American Passion Play. It's been losing money because of shrinking attendance for a number of years, has had to change its business model. In this Sound Ideas preview, Lars Labounty, president of the Passion Play Board, tells WGLT's Eric Stock the annual spring production at the BCPA does not attract nearly as many tourists as it used to.
We had, going back to around the year 2000, quite a bit of money in the bank. After 9/11, our patrons dropped off pretty dramatically because a lot of them used to come by bus tours, and we've had a pretty continual drop off in attendance until about 3 or 4 years ago, and it stabilized in terms of the number of tickets sold. But it's not where it's at enough tickets to keep us where our cash flow is literally where the ticket sales are taking care of the expenses.
So bus tours declined after 9/11?
Oh, they disappeared after 9/11. We used to have 10 or 11 cross-country bus tours come to every year. And in 2001, after or 2002, excuse me, nobody would sign up. Nobody was doing bus tours. Nobody was going anywhere for a while. And we were in the spring, and so it just didn't happen. And then we couldn't get them back.
So what is the connection? Is that security?
Oh,
is
after
that
9/11? No, they just weren't. People weren't traveling. And then the bus tours, it's like anything else. They were out of the habit, and we just can't seem to get them to stop now on their cross-country tours. That's what they used to be. We just were a stop on a cross-country tour.
So you are now relying almost exclusively on people in the community to keep coming back.
Well, that's true, but we still, a good two-thirds of our tickets last year were sold in Indiana to the Amish community over in the Shipshawana area. They are our mainstays now for the last 3 years.
So how far are they coming from to come to Bloomington?
2.5 to 3 hours by bus.
And so they are a majority of your patrons at
Well, yeah, they're way more than a majority. They're almost a supermajority if you're thinking political.
Hear more of this interview with Lars Labounty from the Passion Play Board today at noon at 6 p.m. on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, heads up that temporary traffic patterns and some street closures will be in effect around ISU's campus this week for move-in. Most students living in the dorms will move in Wednesday and Thursday. Others start today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.